You've been selected for a mission which you are not to discuss with anyone outside of this room. We are engaged in a war with the Soviet Union.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. Time for this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard. This week, Mark is talking about the film Bridge of Spies.
Steven Spielberg makes bad movies too. Critics and audiences hate to admit it, though, and usually give a pass to the three-time Oscar winner. But I say Bridge of Spies stinks. The potential was definitely there for a cracklingly good Cold War espionage story, but the director of greats like Raiders of the Lost Ark and Schindler's List decided to dumb it all down and give filmgoers something numbing and simplistic. Essentially a prisoner exchange story involving an insurance lawyer named James Donovan attempting to trade a KGB spy for American pilot Francis Gary Powers. Mr. Spielberg fills his soap opera with melodramatic setups and theatrical obviousness. Some bookended subway car scenes involving menacing scowls followed by approving nods are particularly embarrassing. Mark Rylance is pretty good as the captured spy, except when he's repeating a calculated script stinger multiple times. Honestly, much blame here should go to Bridge of Spies' team of screenwriters. Tom Hanks plays Lawyer Donovan as a Boy Scout, and it's never interesting or human. Emmy Ryan is sharp as Mary Donovan, but not given enough to do. Steven Spielberg will go down as an all-time great director. However, Bridge of Spies may be my least favorite of his films. Ed, back over to you.
Thanks, Mark, and as always, don't forget to check out Mark's terrific website. You can read all of his long-form reviews. Simply go to reviewedbymarkleonard.wordpress.com and enjoy. And as always, Mark will be back next week. Oh, it was a very tiring week for me. All right, and I'm not complaining. I'm just going to say it was unexpected, and I learned to appreciate those around me a little bit more. Here's why. And again, I'm telling this to you from the point of view of the dad, okay? About almost 2 weeks ago, my son fell at school, caught up in a stampede of middle schoolers, anxious to get back in the building after recess, and he broke his wrist in two places, the ulna and the radius, both broken. So he's in a cast from his armpit all the way down to his wrist. At least it's red for Christmas. My wife came home sick one night this week, sniffing, coughing, the whole thing, you know, the wintertime thing, even though it's like 92 degrees in New York City this week. Anyway, so who has to then jump into service and take care of everything in the house? You're listening to him. Now, I'm very busy, okay? I do this show, which takes a lot of preparation during the week for the broadcast that you hear every weekend that you're hearing right now. I also have another radio job. I'm on the air in New York City every afternoon from 1:30 until about 7:30 in the evening. So it's a busy, busy time. My wife works full-time, and my son, of course, is a full-time middle school student. But when the combination of the three of us pitching in to make the entire domestic household thing isn't available, at least for the, well, for my son the next few months and for my wife this week because she was sick, it all falls on me. So you gotta step up and you gotta do what you gotta do. So there I was the other night making tomato soup. Not just any tomato soup. I was making tomato soup that was designed by our own Joanna Pruce. And I've talked about this soup on this show before and to Joanna personally. It works magic. They talk about chicken soup being medication. This, I think, has helped. Now, I don't think, I know, has taken us from the verge of a cold to just the apex of health within a few hours, because it's laden with vegetables and garlic and all kinds of good things that help get you back on your feet. So my wife came home sick, so she said, make the soup. Well, we didn't have the ingredients for the soup, so you know who had to run out to the store and get everything. Now, I am no cook, and I've kidded around with Joanna before. I would have had a hard time making Charlie Brown's Thanksgiving dinner. You know, the one with the popcorn and the toast? That really just would have been over my head. I couldn't even have done that. So there I was, chopping garlic, peeling onions, chopping celery, trying to figure out, all right, if I want to make a double batch and it says 2/3, what do I do now? Making sure the light cream wasn't heavy cream and there was enough light cream and don't buy the heavy cream by mistake. All this fun stuff. Vegetable stock. Stock? Stock? It's soup. No, it's called stock. Wait, it's stock before it's soup. I learned so much. And there I was, just this newbie standing there in the kitchen chopping and doing all these things and making sure I didn't burn myself. And I did learn one thing. When you put boiling hot soup into a blender to chop it up, You got to make sure to put a pot holder between you and the top of the blender when you're holding everything down, because the top of the blender gets extremely hot. And I still have these sore blisters on my left hand to prove it. So then it was time not just to make the soup, but the request came. All right, so picture this. Let's call my house Kalegi General Hospital. And on the main floor, we have that for bone fractures and orthopedics. And that's where my son was watching television in the afternoon with his big cast on. Upstairs, we'll call that the infectious diseases wing of Kalegi General Hospital, because there in the master bedroom was my wife, as if she was the queen of the family, and of course she is, all spread out on the bed, watching television, and of course all of these House Hunter shows. They're on all the time, too. And if you remember when we had Jay Moore on, Jay deals with Nikki Cox the same way that I do with my wife with this. You kind of just have to grin and bear it and let them get it out of their system and watch these shows that for some reason are on all the time anyway. So she's up there, sick with tissues, doing the whole thing. She's got requests, he's got requests, and I'm trying to make not just soup, but then the word comes down that I also have to make sloppy joes, which can be very messy, as this stuff is frying away into the frying pan. So make sure you don't have a shirt on that you like your Mets 2015 National League Champions shirt that you really enjoy, because you will be splattered with manwich sauce all over it, and then said shirt will be ruined because said stain will not be able to be washed out of the shirt. Anyway, that's just my advice. So I'm getting the soup ready, and I'm getting the sloppy joes ready at the same time, plus I'm baking garlic bread and trying to deduct everything from the clock in the microwave and making sure that I'm subtracting and adding the right way so one thing doesn't burn and the other thing doesn't come out uncooked. Fortunately, it all worked out, and I gotta tell you this. I think my wife was downright surprised that I was able to do it without poisoning any of us or setting the house on fire. And I still put the Christmas tree up at the same time. Now, I'm not patting myself on the back, maybe I am, but it goes to show that when push comes to shove, you gotta step up. Now, there's stuff I had to get done for the show. Okay, we have guests coming up. I got a stack of books in my home studio that I need to read before I have these guests on. I needed to talk to Christina about some things that we were going to be doing on the show. But at that moment, I had to step up for the family. And, you know, the whole time, it's like, oh, this is not going to work. I'm going to screw this up. When it was done, it was quite a sense of accomplishment. Because you know how it is. The father, the husband, is painted as the moron of the family. That's the way it goes in this country. Take a look at pop culture, sitcoms. The father is the idiot, the moron that doesn't understand anything. But yet, when push comes to shove, the dads stand up. And that's exactly what I did. Now, I'm hoping I don't get sick from my wife. And I'm helping everybody out. So I'm doing what I have to do. And especially at this time of year, it's kind of nice because it's what family is all about. Kind of stinks that my son is going to spend his Christmas in a red cast that weighs about 19 pounds on his arm. But that is what it is. My wife is feeling better. But that's what family is all about. And that's what the holidays are all about. It's what Christmas is all about. When those around you need you, you need to step up and you need to get the job done. So now I'm expecting a much larger Christmas present from my wife. I'm expecting a much larger Christmas present from my son. Of course, he can't go out to buy it. So, see, that's the key. Get the wife on her feet and get her well, because she now has shopping to do. Because she can return that trinket of aftershave lotion to Walmart and instead head to the mall and spend some serious money to buy a serious present for her well-equipped husband who came through. Well, after all that, I need to exercise. Because you know what? If you're not fit all over, you can't respond in situations like this. So when you do exercise, you don't just jump off the couch and start. No, because you're going to end up laid up and being next to my son in a cast on the couch for the next 2 months. So warming up, stretching, getting ready to exercise is very important. A certified trainer, Lisa Ritchie, talks about it in this week's Fit in a Minute.
When you start exercising, your respiratory and muscular systems get stimulated. Eventually, your body temperature rises and you begin to burn glucose and fat for fuel. However, if your body isn't ready for these changes or they occur too quickly, injury is almost surely a result. By slowly warming up, you increase your metabolic rate and oxygen is delivered to the muscles faster. You also burn calories more efficiently. Joint flexibility, range of motion, and muscle control all improve. Starting with stretching, however, is not the best route. Stretching cold muscles can easily result in injuries. Begin by warming up your muscles using a slower, gentler movement pattern than your actual workout. After your workout, you should cool down for 5 minutes using the lighter, gentler movements of your workout. Then choose gentle flexibility stretches to lengthen the muscles you've just trained. Avoid bouncing or ballistic stretches which can tear muscles and ligaments. Use static stretches in which you hold each stretch for at least 1 minute. Too many people rush in and out of their workouts, skipping these vital components. Everyone should stretch daily, not just on the days you exercise. I'm a certified personal trainer, Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.